This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Don't be surprised if you see a few protesters near the downtown Sundial. Some people plan to gather there if former President Donald Trump is indicted today by the New York District Attorney. The 45th president is urging people not to be violent if they do demonstrate. The state continues their investigation into a shooting involving an Oshkosh police officer. It all happened on Friday morning in the 500 block of Main Street. The man had been making threats when he drove at the officers. One officer shot and wounded the man. The names of the officers, along with the suspect, not being released at this time. Police are also investigating a robbery that occurred yesterday afternoon on Merritt Avenue. A man insinuated he had a gun and made off with an undisclosed amount of cash. He drove off in a black SUV. The Oshkosh Plan Commission will meet tonight and get an update on that development near Lake Butamore. The city council tabled the project until next month to allow the town of Oshkosh to hold a meeting on the project. The development would add about 500 apartment and townhouse units to the site. The council will also hold a public hearing tonight on an indoor mushroom and hydroponic garden a local charity proposes on Division Street in a former candle factory building. Page 2, get ready for a blast from the past. A batch of Oshkosh's original People's Beer is ready to go. Bare Bones Brewery used the recipe from the 1950s to bring back the beer your grandfather used to enjoy. EA Air Adventure is now being nominated for the USA Today's Reader's Choice Award as the nation's top air show. You can vote once a day until April 10th at 10best.com Best Air Show. Winners will be announced later in April. The Oshkosh Boys and Girls Club is getting $1 million from the federal government for its expansion project. Turning to sports, the Wisconsin Herd will play their final home game of the season tonight. They have one road game remaining on the schedule. And congratulations to Oshkosh North's Xavion Mitchell and Stephen Clark. They've been named to the Wisconsin Basketball Coaches All-State Basketball Team. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday. We're back again later this week on the Chamber website. Always brought to you by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.